Für uns jetzt der Tori Grimaldi und wir machen jetzt ein Interview mit ihm und er ist noch nicht so lange in der Schweiz. What kind of wild animals did you already saw in Australia?
In Australia, we have many different kinds of wild animals. Dangerous ones that are very tiny and small and also some very large ones. The ones that I have seen and I see very often would be the kangaroo. It's everywhere in Australia. And also the emu. You have to be very careful in Australia too with the tiny little animals. The wild ones are very dangerous, the snakes and spiders.
What is your plan for the future?
My plans for the future? Well, they change every day. For now, the close near future would be to stay in Switzerland for at least maybe 2 years. And then from there, maybe go back to Australia and maybe I would like to start my own business and work for myself so I have the freedom and flexibility to go anywhere in the world anytime I want.
Do you miss your home in Australia?
Yeah, it's summer in Australia at the moment and I miss the heat, especially now that we're in the snow and it's so cold.
Do you like the snow?
Yes, I do. It's very new for me, the snow. I don't see snow like this very often at all. And for me, it's really cool. I like it a lot, yeah.
Can you snowboard or drive ski?
I can snowboard and ski. Not very good. Not like I can assume all you Swiss children can, but I try and, yeah, I can do it.
What for special food does it give in Australia?
Special foods in Australia? Kangaroo meat. Yeah, yucky. Nay, the special foods in Australia, our food is influenced a lot by England. Our food comes from England, our special food. The most popular food for Australians, I think, would be like the barbecue, the Aussie barbecue, which is, you know, a lot of meat and prawns on the barbecue. Also, we have a lot of native food, which grows on the trees in the outback. We call bush tucker. Well, the Aborigines would call bush tucker, not so much us. And that consists of berries and things, roots that you dig out of the ground that are all edible. The most popular one, I'd say, would be a thing called yams, which is like a wild native potato.
How is the school in Australia?
The schools in Australia, they're very different to the Swiss schools. It is compulsory for an Australian to go to school from the age of kindergarten right through until the age of 16, which would be year 10 at school. And then you can choose to take an apprenticeship or some sort of work, and then also maybe go to university or college. The school system's different in the way that you go to a primary school from kindergarten to year 6 or 6th class, and then you change schools usually and go from year 7 or 7th class through to year 12, year 10 or year 12. Some schools are privately owned, and usually they will let you stay at the same school from kindergarten right through till year 12 without the change.
How can you keep contact to your friends in Australia?
Keeping contact with my friends in Australia is very easy now with the internet. We use Skype, which is really, really cool. You can make video phone calls where you can see each other on the computer screen. Other than that, we have email, and now Facebook is really good as well. And then with modern technology, with the iPhone, you can send text messages and use applications on the phone which help you communicate for free. So it's really cheap and really easy. Not like the old days where you used to have to send letters or postcards and wait weeks for them to be received and delivered. So keeping in touch with home is really easy, and it feels like with contact that I can have with my friends and family back home, it's really easy. I can talk to them every day if I want. So it makes missing home very easy.
Do you have pets in Australia?
Yes, I have one dog. It's a little English staffy, and her name is Ebony.
What have you for an education?
For an education, I went to school from kindergarten to the 11th year, year 11. I almost finished completely, but then I took an apprenticeship. I did an apprenticeship as a carpenter, which is to build houses and bits and pieces to do with houses. And I've then continued my studies through there for 4 years in an apprenticeship, and that's what I still do.
Why did you come to Switzerland?
Why did I come to Switzerland? Well, the honest answer is to be with Frau Meyer, Janine. But, you know, I love to travel a lot. I've been to Europe many times in the last 2 years, and now I have a good reason to stay in Europe and live for a while. So, yeah, my choice was made very easy to have a girlfriend here.
How old are you?
I am 25.
Did you snorkel already in Great Barrier Reef?
The Great Barrier Reef, yes. I have been snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef a few times. It's really, really pretty.
What did you see?
Oh, really big, scary sharks? No. Bright, colourful fish, coral, many different species of sea life, you know, the coral and fish, so many different species and colours. Everywhere you look, there's something different. It's really cool.
How long are you already in Switzerland?
For this time, I've only been in Switzerland for 1 month. I also spent the summer here in this year. So, yeah, I've been in Switzerland for only 1 month this time, but before that, 3 months as well.
Do you like Australian music?
Yeah, I love Australian music. It's like all sorts of music. We have no particular type of music. It's very different in the way that, you know, different genres and different types and styles of music. So, yeah, it's easy to like.
What do you like better in Switzerland than in Australia?
What do I like better in Switzerland than Australia? That's a really tough question. Well, the snow's better, that's for sure. I can't say that the beaches are better in Switzerland because there's no beaches, right? Look, it's very different to being in Australia. There's a lot more mountains here. I like the mountains. I like to be outside. In Australia, the temperature is a lot warmer, so it sometimes to be outside, it's really uncomfortable. You much prefer to be inside to keep cooler. So the weather here is better for me. I like the cooler weather. So you can have more freedom with being outside. Yeah, it's really hard to say what I like more in Switzerland than Australia because the places are so different to each other. And one day when you girls go to Australia, maybe you'll see for yourself how different it is to here.
Thanks for the interview.
Thank you very much.